Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
I think we talked about this. The number of old people snorting cocaine now.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
How about this? I missed this until just now. David, DJ Lockdown, asked ChatGPT if we should be Hall of Famers.
That was yesterday, yeah.
ChatGPT, I would have put them in. I think they deserve it. Long service, major market in Texas, significant audience, recognition by peers. Their selection by the Texas Radio Hall of Fame seems to reflect a well-founded decision. See, ChatGPT is a lot smarter than Dell.
Yeah, AI. Well, that's the thing is AI is, if it's properly aligned, AI is, can be really good. Like, it can be really insightful.
ChatGPT is not a hater like Dell.
No, okay. It can be really, really insightful.
That's right. I said it.
I mean, sometimes AI is wrong.
No, not this instance. Yeah, sometimes it is. When it says, never mind, I'm not going to say
yeah,
it.
Yeah, how about we don't?
Like I said, when it's properly aligned, it can really nail it.
So
and it did yesterday.
We got it. This tweet, and let me ask you this. Like, we talked about, I think maybe on this show, Damon Jones is part of the poker gambling scandal surrounding NBA.
And you see his walk yesterday?
Yeah, his walk into the courthouse. And we're asking the questions. Over an NBA career, how do you get yourself in this type of trouble where you might have to do this because you're into whatever with the mob or the mafia? So he couldn't even pay his own bail.
His
parents had to put up their house. So you would think, look, Damon Jones wasn't a star, but there's a multi-million dollar contract if you go to a spot track page. And yet, he couldn't even pay bail. His parents had to put up their house, $200,000 bond.
He's
in some big trouble.
Burned through that much money.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Now his parents have to sell their home just so he stays out of jail for now.
Yeah.
That's it. Because I don't see any way he's involved with both cases. He's involved with a poker case, and he's involved with, you know, saying that LeBron wouldn't play on the on the player side. So on the prop side. So it's going to be like, good luck staying out of jail on that. There's two different cases going on here, and he's in both of them.
Yeah, he's in a lot of trouble. Oh my goodness. And I you know what? It's so funny. Pablo Torres was looking into Ty Lue. Nothing's happened yet. I wouldn't be surprised at all if that shoe doesn't drop.
Give it time.
No. Yep.
Don't worry. Pablo's going to keep digging until he gets something.
You're done.
I'm looking at his career earnings, and nothing can be exact because we're stretching back before we were actually keeping track for that long. But starting in 1998, that's when he came into the NBA. He ended his career in 2009. It says career earnings of over $21 million. That's a fine career for a backup guard. And yet, he was an assistant coach for a little bit, and even still, when it comes down to it, at 49 years old, I think is how old he is, his parents have to be the ones so he doesn't spend every day for the however long till trial in jail.
I know, it's crazy, isn't it?
That is.
You know, they say one of the biggest problems for professional athletes is that if you are on a lower financial stratosphere, if you're on a lower tier and you hang out with higher tier guys, you know, if you're a tier three player, there's a tier ones who they got enough money, they can do whatever they want forever, and it's probably not going to matter. That's how high the money's gotten now. So 40, 50 million a year, come on. They're never going to be hurt. But then you got the second tier where you could end up, if you spin stupid, then you got the third tier like Damon Jones who, you know, hangs on, plays for a while. When they try to run with the big boys, when they try to live that lifestyle because they're hanging out with them and they're doing the same stuff, they're burning through a massive percentage of their money relative to the guys they're hanging out with. And it's one of the I had a friend of mine. Oh, I have a friend who's an agent who told me that's one of the biggest issues in the NFL because they have a shorter life cycle. They have a shorter play cycle too, career cycle. And he's like, the biggest problem is you got guys who try to live a lifestyle that others are living, and they burn it up. He said football players go broke all the time.
Yeah.
Because you get a guy who doesn't even make second contract, and he's thinking first contract, he thinks, oh, I'm going to have a 10-year career. I'm going to be a Pro Bowler. You're not that guy, buddy. You're not that guy.
Yep. All right, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, let's catch up on breaks. We still ahead. We've got Beat the Warehouse Live guy. Is that all we – I think that's all we got today. So we got you. If you guys want to call in, 713-780-3776, especially if you're drunk.
Well,
we want you to call
You don't have to call for drunks. We don't have to do that.
Do they not create quite the conversation?
Okay. Well, it did.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think Jim wouldn't have said that if he wasn't drunk?
For those of you that didn't hear, we had a caller, Jim, in our second segment, who was poop faced. There's no question about that.
He was Jim in it.
He was
he did at one point say my two daughters could call plays better than Nick Cayley, and I thought, okay, I mean,
was it Cayley or D'Amico?
I think he meant D'Amico. He meant D'Amico,
but he doesn't call plays. He had to make plays.
Said, I don't think he knows.
But it's ultimately on D'Amico who's calling those plays, and Jim's daughters maybe should be calling the plays.
Well, I mean, if they want to hire one of them after the year's over, that's fine. I'm not doing it in season.
Why not? Don't you want to do it in season?
Because you got new terminology you have to get through, and then you got new checks that you have to get through for hot routes. Like, I would not install one of his daughters as a play caller in season.
I don't want to hear CJ going, yes, yes, as a hot route. Like, I don't want to hear yes, Y-A-S, as a hot route when he's talking to Noel.
I hope that's not what's happening.
Yes, two, yes, three. I don't want that. I don't need it. Can we just stick with that Y banana thing that Gruden does? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Jim, your daughters, if they're as good as you say they are.
I don't know. Some of our plays could be Taylor Swift lyrics. That might work. You don't know.
I don't need any of that. I need things these guys can understand because they can't execute. We were just told.
Yeah. Maybe they'll execute better with Jim's daughters. I don't know.
Speaking of that, we got to go to a break, though. You're talking about Taylor Swift, and it's more pop culture than music. Did you know that recent IR guy, Jalen Smith, was dating Suni Lee or is dating Suni Lee?
Who's Suni Lee? How do I know
the
her?
The gymnast, the Olympian.
Oh, yeah. So wait a minute. Jalen Smith, our safety from Penn State? No, USC, the USC, corner, yeah.
The corner.
He hasn't even hardly played.
What was it? Back on IR.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Why do all our defensive backs?
Jonathan Owens?
Yeah.
22-year-old Suni Lee. He's doing pretty good.
We have an epidemic of defensive backs.
Is that what we're calling it, an epidemic?
Wait a minute.
Gymnasts. Holy crap.
She's 5 feet tall. You cannot.
Hold on. Let him finish.
Simone Biles
is
too.
Let Lance cook. Okay, you cannot what?
Fine. I'll say it. If we're trying to have
future football players
and athletes,
D1 players,
you can't have a 5 foot. Everyone says height comes from the mom.
He's going to be very athletic.
Height comes from the mom.
Very athletic, but not
no, very athletic. But you know what? Maybe his kid will be in parkour.
We got enough takedowns.
Maybe his kid. Oh, but then again, maybe he'll have a daughter and she'll be an incredible gymnast.
Yeah.
But if they have a son. I mean, maybe a middle infielder like Altuve, maybe somebody in Cirque du Soleil flying around doing gymnastic stuff.
Now, I don't know. Suni Lee.
Maybe a little tennis player can cover the court.
Let John cook.
Okay, go. Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yes, John.
Suni Lee. I don't know that we have a lot of Suni Lee moms in the NFL.
Suni Lee moms.
Maybe kickers.
Taylor Rapp.
Maybe kickers' moms.
Dylan Gabriel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Starting quarterback, despite what Chris Canty will tell you.
That's right. Well, I'm sure unless kickers are a thing. Sure.
See, Del, you brought this into the right at break time.
Thank God.
Yeah. Hey, thank God we have Ownwell. Thank God. Local tax experts fighting for you to keep more of your hard-earned money in your wallet. And that's where it belongs, not in the government's pocket, okay? Make sure that you're only paying what's fair with OwnWell, okay? That you're gonna, you got your property tax bills coming in now. They got local tax experts fighting for you right now, okay? They fought, how about 60,000 Houston homeowners switched to OwnWell and received, on average, better reductions with from than similar agents. OwnWell has got the proprietary technology, local expertise. They win. They win. You're not paying as much. You only pay OwnWell if they win, and they win 86% of the time. So OwnWell's getting it done. They do this. They know the game. You don't know the game. You're not going to beat the government. OwnWell will. They'll beat the government. They'll get your taxes reduced. OwnWell customers' average savings of $1,100. Okay? Stop overpaying. Start saving with OwnWell. You sign up in 3 minutes at OwnWell.com/Texas. That's OwnWell.com/Texas.
Doc Reyes around us. Let's go. Let's go grab some lunch today, man. Let's get in there and go. Maybe you want to check out early on lunch. You just say, man, I'm going in, hitting some margaritas, some beer. Going to go get some taquitos, which are small tacos. They're not what you're thinking of. You're probably thinking more of flautas. But taquitos, they've got the five. It comes five in a group and in an order. And I like to go al pastor. Sometimes I mix and match the meats. There's a variety of proteins for you to choose from there. Chopped onion, cilantro, lime. Boom. You're good. Put whatever type of salsa you want on it. You want to go hot or you want to go green sauce, red sauce, you can do that. But there's authentic Mexican dishes across the spectrum of what you're looking for. You want a torta sandwich, they've got that for you. They've got huarachas, I'm talking about authentic, the gorditas, that's available at my friends over at Taqueria Sarandas. They've got delicious food, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And very reasonable prices. That's something you can't say about a lot of restaurants anymore because of food costs. But Taqueria Sarandas is still very affordable, and they want you to come in and experience it. If you never have, stop in and have some authentic Mexican food. There's over 20 locations in the Houston area, and they're all over the place, so you're going to find one. And don't forget, if you want to order your tamales for Christmas, you can do that at either Taqueria Sarandas or Aranda's Bakery. You can put your order in. They'll be ready to go for your Christmas parties. That's a Texas tradition. That's a Houston tradition especially, but the entire state of Texas does it. So if you've never done it, do it this year. And do it with my good friends over at Taqueria Sarandas.
Listen on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app. Just search ESPN 97.5 and download today.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. Why is this Jalen Green's first game?
He's been hurt.
He didn't miss a game with the Rockets.
That's
ever.
What Sean brought up. He played 82 games how many years in a row? He gets and he misses like the first eight games.
He had 29 last night, 10 of 20. And 6 for 13 from three. He was showing his sons. He was pulling his shirt.
That's right.
You know, look at the sons. I'm the son. Yeah.
He's got a tattoo of his girl on his. Is it on his back?
My God.
It's my God. Her face.
His whole back is her.
Let me tell you something, John. You know this term. It's a poker term. He's got all of his chips are in the middle of the table
He's
with
all
her.
In.
He's all
He's
in. In. There is no.
Right.
I mean, there's no getting out of this.
No, I mean, when you tattoo her to your back, oh, my gosh.
You're
dude.
All
Don't worry.
That's good for him.
If
good
it doesn't him. Work out in 5 years, it'll just turn into a tiger or something.
That's a lot, though.
He'll just cover other girl's face.
Well, it's true.
Tough with some other girl's
I mean, it's
face.
True. You could.
Just
you
cover know. It up and put a tiger on top or something like that.
I mean, I guess you could. I guess you
face
could
of a tiger.
Yeah.
So, congratulations, Sam. What is this, Dell? What is this? The U.S. national team announced a roster for November training camp that features Gio Reyna, but omits Weston McKennie and Christian Pulisic.
Well, Pulisic, I think, is a little banged up, and he got banged up.
Now, what now?
the last time he was part of the team, and his club was like, hey, our guy, we need him. He's getting banged up in friendlies. How about we don't do that? So I think that's – he's just a little hurt.
Well, but you don't have him on the roster?
It's a friendly. No, it doesn't mean anything.
Well, it's a November training camp.
And they don't want – and his club has got games, I imagine. They don't want him away. So, hey, he's a key part of our team. We'd rather have him here. So they have to get cooperation. Like, I guess if the U.S. demanded it, he would go. But these clubs and the national teams kind of work together. Do you need him for this? Yeah, we love to have him because we got a big cup game, or we got our rival, or it's the international window when everyone's off. So it's a back and forth. And I think AC Milan maybe were like, you know what? Our guys are already nursing injuries. How about we just keep him home? Because he's got like a hamstring or something. I forgot exactly what it is. So that's why they decided, yeah.
And McKinney?
I don't know exactly what Weston McKinney's issue is. Because Pochettino said they left him off the latest roster to provide him the possibility to recover 100%. The reason for McKinney's absence is unknown, because he played in Juventus's last game in the Champions League. So it may be him saying, hey, I got a new manager. I got to show him that I want to be part of the squad and should be part of the squad. So can I stay as opposed to showing up for this training camp?
We're getting close now. We're getting close to 26 in the World Cup, bro. We're getting close.
Yeah.
Coming up.
The summer, yeah. So this one, and Gio Reyna, who has struggled in several spots, not just the national team, but with his club team, trying to find a level.
You guys are always hating on Gio Reyna. This is why his parents have to step in.
Mom and dad got to step in on this.
They got to step in and do something.
What do we have to do with it if he's not playing well? Gio Reyna's
got to step in. They got to step in.
Well, he's got a chance. No. He's part of the roster. Show what you're worth.
Well, dad, mom's got to step in and tell where he should play, how much he should be playing.
You only get one of those. You only get one of those with the previous coach. You can't do it with the new coach. If it's a new coach where you're doing it with, nah.
Mom's is going to have to step in and do something.
That thing got really ugly.
That really did.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, the accusation of sexual assault. Yeah, that was a little bit ugly.
Who was involved? Like, was
his wife? She said, Gio Reyna's mom claimed that, and they were all good friends, that the first time, what was his name? The coach we had
Greg Berhalter.
Greg Berhalter.
Berhalter,
yeah.
That he sexually assaulted her, and then they got married.
You mean Greg Berhalter and his wife?
And his wife,
said
right.
That Reyna.
Well, was it sexual assault or domestic? Physical abuse? I think it was physical in a bar somewhere.
It was domestic violence.
Yes. Yeah. It wasn't sexual.
Yes.
I thought it was, okay.
Berhalter's 1992 assault of Berhalter's now wife.
Oh.
And apparently, the Reyna parents forced those details back into the limelight, right. Because they had an issue with their son.
Oh, yeah?
Because
watch
he didn't get
this.
Enough playing time.
In the World Cup, yeah.
That's like something you'd see on TV. Listen, you play our son, or we're going to make sure that every media outlet gets this information.
No. Yeah, my bad. I thought it was a domestic abuse.
But it was something, and they brought it to the table.
It was abuse
when the couple had worked it out and were fine.
Right,
like
that was like when
30
they first
years ago.
Met. Yeah.
Yeah,
they've been married for 30 years. I'm pretty sure they worked it out. Have you seen this? Like the Broncos won last night. So far, here's who the Broncos have beaten: the 3-6 Jake Browning led Bengals, the 2-7 Geno Smith led Raiders by 3. The 3-5 Davis Mills led Texans by 3. The 1-7 Justin Fields led Jets 13-11. The 2-7 Jackson Dart led Giants by 1 point.
Ooh.
The 1-8 Cam Ward led Titans by 1 score. I mean, that's why we can't be sure what they are, but I do know this. They do enough to win. They know how to win. And so I'm not sure when it comes to playoffs, you know, what we can expect out of them, because they really struggled against really crappy teams.
Well, you know, I think you'd be shocked at how many of the teams with the best records have the same win percent, have the same situation. Like the Bills and the Patriots have both played the Jets and the Dolphins. You want to count up their wins? It's not much. You've got teams have win over the Ravens. Texans have win over the Ravens, but it was yucky Ravens. So we don't, you know, so we have a tendency not to count that as much. The Browns are bad, right? The Raiders are bad. I'm just going and, you know, if you go to the AFC South, AFC South actually looks more competitive other than the Saints. NFC North is very competitive. NFC East, you know, actually the NFC is much more competitive than the AFC this year in terms of the amount of teams that are, you know, that are pretty good teams. You got the West. The NFC West has three teams that are battling for the division over there. The NFC East has really it's a one team show. I mean, NFC East not that good. The Cowboys are very competitive offensively, and then you got the NFC South, better records than we expected for three of those teams. And NFC North is competitive across the board. Like the NFC North, there ain't no punk in the NFC North. Mm-hmm. You're gonna have to face, you know, Chicago's not bad. The Vikings are not bad. Detroit is good. The Packers are usually pretty good. The NFC top to bottom is way more deep than the AFC this year, even though we know the top teams. Had the Bengals not lost Joe Burrow, and even if they didn't, they still would have to be in these shootouts. And Flacco's given them a chance in the shootouts. But just think about this. If Lamar Jackson had been healthy the whole year, if Joe Burrow had been there the whole year, maybe we look at it differently. But we had to do our predictions. You know the favorite is still the Ravens to win the NFC, AFC North, right? Yeah. You don't think that's a little crazy that you got a two-game head start
I don't think it's crazy at all.
For the Steelers? You don't think the smarter play is taking the head start in the Steelers?
Nope. I think the Ravens are going to win that division.
I have Ravens not making the playoffs.
No.
Well, because if you don't win the division, you're not making the playoffs.
I have the Steelers not making the playoffs.
Yeah, no, obviously. Whoever doesn't win the division is not making the playoffs.
Right. I think the Ravens are going to go on a run here with Lamar. They were just too good. And you know what? They're playing much better defense. Much better defense than they were. All right, 831 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.57 on 3780-3776. We can't ignore Rice University on the other side, okay? Rice University is doing something that we've been saying they should do, and big ups to Rice.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about that. But first, a little Zadig Jewelers.
Yeah, Zadig Jewelers has been doing something that you've wanted them to do for a long time, and that's take care of you. And that's take care of you with the best in the business, the best in the market. They're the best in the business. The best in the market is going to be any piece of jewelry you find at Zadig Jewelers. It's really the quality there is beyond compare. They've got the biggest names in the business when it comes to design. And let's face it, you and I don't know who those biggest names are. We'll recognize, especially with watches, you'll recognize some of the names there. Breitling, Tag Heuer, of course, Rolex and Cartier, many more. But when it comes to jewelry, they have the best designers who have their pieces being sold at Zadig Jewelers. And in many cases, when they're a boutique location for this designer, they've got unique pieces that no one else is going to have. So you're getting something that no one else will have out there. And you got a chance to buy it for yourself, buy it for a loved one, whether it's luxury watches, tennis bracelets, diamond pendants, engagement rings. Across the board, you will find incredible selection, incredible jewelry, and you're going to get it at a very competitive price, and it's in a beautiful 28,000 square feet location with people who understand how to work with your budget, and they know everything about every one of the pieces in the store. Zadig Jewelers, ZADOK.com, for the best in jewelry, the official jeweler of Houston. That's what I say, Zadig Jewelers.
So there's nothing grosser than when your toilet doesn't work. I mean, right? Ugh. That's when you need Billy Brown. That's when you need Aqueduct Plumbing Company. That's when you need them to come. I mean, they deal with grossness all the time, I guess. I guess that's what they do. But you know what? You don't have to, because Billy Brown will take care of that, okay? You got any of your pipes, anything that's happening, any faucets, any showers, anything that has to do with water moving through your home, Aqueduct Plumbing Company, they take care of it. They take care of it, and they do it great. They do a great job. I am telling you, if you're looking for the best way, if you need a plumber, okay, let them take care of all that gross stuff. You can't. You don't know. They know. They're awesome.
We've dealt with them. We've used them. We needed them. And when you need them, you got to have this number in your phone, 281-488-6238, 281-488-6238, or aqueductplumbingcompany.com. They're the ones to call. Tell them you heard it right here.
The Bullpen, Saturdays at noon on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All righty then. 713-780-3776 is the number. For those of you who didn't hear earlier, we were talking about Framber Valdez. He's been tagged, qualifying offer. He can take the 1 year, $22 million. He can work out a deal with the Astros long term, or he can go elsewhere. But if he goes elsewhere, the Astros get a draft pick. So that's good. He's the only guy that they tagged.
It's considered a formality. They were always going to tag him. It doesn't make any sense not to.
You would pay him $22 million this year, so, yeah.
You know, I think you'd pay him $28 million. How long would you do that for? My guess is 4 years. And my guess is, if you're Framber, you have no interest in that. And frankly, the way Framber behaved at the end of the year leads me to believe he doesn't want to be here.
Yeah. I'm not sure that it doesn't seem like he wanted to be there. And you know what? I mean, he was bad the last 10 games. He was bad.
Yeah,
he had an ERA over 6. And he had the cross-up he just was not it didn't seem like he wanted to be here. Didn't seem like he wanted to be here. And apparently JV does, Justin Verlander. According to Chandler Rome, it's not imminent, but it is certainly something that is more than likely that Justin Verlander returns. He and Jim Crane are good friends. Golfing buddies, and I don't know. They're trading Framber for Justin right now, and at this point in their careers is probably not a great trade. But Justin Verlander back in the rotation is...
Well, once again, if what Chandler said is right, which I believe, I could see him doing a one-year deal at about 18.
Yeah. Yep. I could see that.
Don't do two.
Well... maybe an option for on both sides. So Shota Imanaga is out there. The Cubs and Shota had an option. They tagged him. So the Cubs said, "Yeah, if he goes anywhere, we get a draft pick." Gleyber Torres, Edwin Diaz, Ranger Suarez, Dylan Cease. Dylan Cease is out there. That wouldn't be bad. Bo Bichette is out there. Trent Grisham, Michael King, Zach Gallen. I wasn't impressed with Zach Gallen when the Astros faced him this year. He was a lot of soft stuff.
Bo Bichette is out there?
Bo Bichette's out there. Brandon Woodruff is out there. Brandon Woodruff.
How much is Bo Bichette going to fetch? He's 27 years old. At 18 homers, 94 RBIs this year, hit 311.
Yeah. Bo Bichette's going to get a lot. Bo Bichette's an all-star.
Yeah, man.
I'd like to be Bo Bichette's agent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think I would work for that. Ah, never mind. I'm not going to do all that. Hey, Rice University, $120 million renovation that's going to actually make it look decent. That's going to actually make it look like a stadium that they should be playing in 2026. Or 27, whenever it's done.
Probably 27, I would imagine.
Yeah. I mean, it's about time. It is long overdue that those kids playing in that mammoth, gargantuan mausoleum, they had to do something. And they're doing it, so congratulations. Finally putting some money into the football team. And I hope it turns out great. I hope it looks great, and then maybe... you know, attracts a couple of students to go to the game maybe once in a while. That'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be great. Good for them.
Yeah, and you know what? And Torrey Andrews, who played basketball over there, texted me and said, "Listen, I know you go after him a lot, but I'm just telling you, they are the new guy. The new AD is doing a lot. He's going to." And so that's nice. I mean, I don't think it's going to attract people to the football program. I just don't. I wish it would. I think it's a fan base issue, but for sure it's a non-starter when you have the stadium you have. But I do think it could open you up to getting different types of games, maybe having HISD playoff games in there. I mean Texas, you know, high school playoff games, maybe some HISD games. Like, you can find people who can use the facility. I think the facility's big. It's open air. I wish people would go to Rice games. Rice, you know, needs a little better product in football, but I do think that you can make use of that stadium, even if it's not with the Rice football team. What about trying to compete for music concerts, outdoor venue for a big music concert? What about that?
Yeah, I mean,
I mean, yeah. I'm just kind of trying to think of ways, because you would never have people lining up to get beer and then they got to go pee in the pee trough, where you stand on top of that, you know, concrete, and you pee in a trough next to everyone else.
That's you're fine. Not getting. Why are you always bring up the trough, the pee trough? I mean, there's nothing. We grew up with the pee trough.
Yeah, but that's when you're a kid. When you're a grown up and it's not in the 70s or 80s, maybe you have stalls that separate from each other. Bucky's has a whole business model based on suite bathrooms. I'm not saying I want those bathrooms there. It would be nice if I had those bathrooms everywhere I go.
I think their stock was just recently went down.
Well, pretty much everyone's stock is going down. I'm taking such a beating on DraftKings that I almost started bawling yesterday. I almost started weeping.
You crying?
I mean, it is an ass-kicking. Every day it's in the red. Oh, I'm furious. And my guy who handles my money is like, hey, you need to get out of that and diversify. I'm like, okay. All right, Scott. Take it easy. That's back when it was at like 38. And I'm like, I got to wait for it to go back up to 43. It's at 25 now.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
You're taking a beating.
Oh, a biting. And my daughter, I
got some of that still.
I told my daughter, yeah.
Just leave it alone. Yeah. You mess with yourself.
I don't mess with
time.
It anymore. I can't. All it's done is go down. Oh. There's no way you can mess with it when it goes down. So, no, I'll probably take another look at it in 4 years when it goes back up.
Yeah. That's a shame. That's a shame.
It is a damn shame.
Yeah. But everything seems to be running smooth. Like our airports, everything's just fine. No, nothing to worry
about. They've been better.
Yeah.
They've been better. They weren't great. They sure weren't great. when Alec was trying to leave. He had the worst day. I would say don't fly on a Sunday. That's some of my advice to you guys. Probably don't fly on a Sunday.
Sunday's a bad day to fly?
Ooh, is it bad?
I'm flying to Houston for... We're going to the Golden Nugget, by the way.
What could it go wrong from LAX to Bush?
No. Yeah.
Two super slow airports.
Yeah. We're going to the Golden Nugget, and we're going to start... Just keep on listening, y'all, because we are going to have a college football bowl competition. And the winner is going to get a stay at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles.
Okay.
And a couple $100 in spending money as well. So you're going to get a 2-day stay and a couple $100 to spend in the restaurants there. So that'll be nice. All you have to do is pick winners. That's all you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll tell you how that's going to go in the upcoming days. And we're going to do a couple of shows live from there. So those of you that like to come and join us, we will tell you when. It's coming up pretty soon. So we got that going on. We got the college football playoff ranking. Josh Pate in his segment, we got a bunch of people that were really excited about yesterday's. I mean, it's as good as it gets, is Josh Pate's segment here on this show. Texas A&M, it's got Missouri this weekend. If they lose, now all of a sudden there's some tension there. If they do lose before they get to Texas, they got South Carolina at home after this, and then they got Texas as well.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't been home in a month. If they lose to Missouri here, now we're starting to get a little bit. It's going to get a little tenuous, I think. It's because Texas is in a position now and playing some good football that they're a little bit scary. They're a lot scarier than they were earlier in the year.
Yeah. No, I mean, you could play yourself out of the playoffs still.
Yes.
If you're the Aggies. You could be you could win a national championship or play yourself out of the... Now, I would be more worried for them if you hadn't had an injury to the quarterback, starting quarterback, the senior at Missouri. So I'm a little less so now because they look so, so bad offensively against Vanderbilt. And Vanderbilt's defense is okay. You got to move it more than Missouri did. But, you know, so we'll see. I think A&M, you know, the one saving grace for A&M is they don't really have problems scoring. That's not really a problem. So worst case scenario is, you know, we always talk about how defense wins championships. But the fact is, if you can really, really score, you always have a chance. Because worst case scenario, you just get in a shootout. Take it from the Texans. Well, it's been a big slap in the face, hasn't it? If you have an elite defense, yeah, that's how you win, is have a great defense and just don't turn the ball over. Yeah, but also 15's not enough. Also 15 points is not enough in football. In college football, if the Aggies get to 30, there's a lot of teams that are probably, you know, and they're going to get to 30. A lot of teams aren't going to beat them. Missouri won't beat them if they get to 28. So, but Marcel Reed has his worst game of the year, turns the ball over. Who knows? Because you got to go play at Texas. And I think I'm interested if A&M wins like they should. If Texas wins out, well, Texas won't win out. They probably won't beat Georgia. But let's just say they play competitively against Georgia or win. Win or play really competitively.
Well, if they lose, they've got three losses.
Well, they won't get to the playoffs, but they're still, like, they still want to ruin the Aggies.
Yeah.
I think that A&M should still be about a 2.5 to 3 point favorite.
You think at Texas? You're calling it now.
That's what I would make it.
Right now, A&M 2.5 or 3 over Texas.
Texas.
Yeah.
What would they be at home?
Those defensive ends for Texas A&M are going to be Arch better watch himself.
Actually, at home, they'd probably be about 6.5, 7. So, you know, to be honest with you, it's actually closer to a pick 'em. That would actually be closer to a pick 'em. I'm probably making it too high.
It depends on how Texas does look against Georgia.
Because what would the line be at Texas A&M? Texas A&M, a touchdown? Probably not. It'd probably be more like
3
6,
or 4,
right?
3, 4.
Well, if it's 4, then Texas is going to be a 2-point favorite at home.
Yeah, okay.
You see that? I mean, I don't know. Maybe that is
the
case.
I don't know. They might be. Depending on how well they play against Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
They're a different team right now than they were early.
Texas?
They're a different team.
I mean, are they? You just watched two games ago. Just saw two games ago. They had the last two games were a disaster offensively against Kentucky, and then defensively, where it took a literal miracle to beat Mississippi State. And those are the two teams that don't, like, are you just basing this on beating Vanderbilt and hanging on against Vanderbilt?
But they did come back. See, the difference is they came back offensively against Mississippi State.
They got Niblett.
And they look good, really good against Vanderbilt.
Hold on. If Niblett doesn't do what he did, they have no chance.
Yeah, but he did.
So that's not offense.
That's one score, but the offense was better. The offense was much better. And the offense was better against Vanderbilt. I mean, they were living off that defense holding people and with the offense just sucking. And now the offense has started to come
together. The offense was
not
good against Mississippi State until the fourth quarter. And then it kicked into gear and it was jump-started basically by Niblett, gave them a chance. You know, you had a long catch and run that was about 75 yards or whatever. That's not exactly an explosive offense. It's one guy who got down the field. It was a good block down the field. I don't know. I just can't buy into Texas. The games where they have looked bad, they have just looked so bad. Now, and they only play in quarters. They played a good fourth quarter against Florida. They played a good third quarter, really good third quarter against Oklahoma. I mean, great third quarter. Best football I've seen them play. They had a good
game against
first half against Vanderbilt. The
fourth quarter, they fell apart.
Yeah, they weren't good in the fourth quarter.
Oh, fell apart.
I just don't know what to make of them. And yet, we all know that. Well, you could kind of throw it out. Do you throw it out though? Texas A&M. Do you?
Yep. Because the uh, they're Well, it's just like Oklahoma too. The worst team wins sometimes. They just do.
Boy, Marcel was bad against Texas last year. They really did a number, but that was a much deeper Texas defense.
Yeah. All right, we got a break. We're up against it. We're late here. I got to talk about Saturday, November 15th. Saturday, November 15th, don't miss the second annual Rattle and Roll Car Show, the North Texas Hill Country's biggest hot rod and classic fall event. Check out SEMA cars from star designer Chip Foos. Meet Gas Monkey's Richard Rawlings and John Clay Wolf, and sanctioned by Good Guys Rod and Customs. Show off your ride. All entries welcome. Register at walnutspringsrally.com. That's walnutspringsrally.com. Foos, Rawlings, and Good Guys Rod and Customs, and John Clay Wolf, all on November 15th in Walnut Springs, Texas. It's a beautiful car show. All right? Powered by GimmeTheVin.com. Sell us your car. It's November the 15th. Go to walnutspringsrally.com.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. So, Dell, we're up against it here. Top of the hour, we're going to do what did you learn this week on the show? Next segment. And that's brought to you by Taquerias Arandas. We'll get yours together. What did you learn this week on the show? Okay. What did you learn this week on the show? There must have been something. I know I learned something about D'Amico that I didn't know before. Today, I learned that. I learned something about D'Amico that I did not know before. Jim taught me, okay? It's something I'd never even thought of. But Jim, I guess, awakened me to this possibility. So you learned something on the show this week, maybe about Jim the racist. I don't know. You might have. I don't know what you learned, but you can tell us what that is in the next segment. You can tell us what that is. We got Rockets basketball this weekend. We got Texans and Jacksonville. We got Davis Mills. We got problems this weekend.
Nah, it's an exciting Sunday coming up. Davis Mills versus the Jags. This is what when they talk about the NFL and why people love it. Getting to watch Davis Mills against the Jags and Trevor Lawrence is what they draw up.
Look, the first game was one of the worst games I've seen the Texans play. It was a truly despicable game. It was despicable. This has a chance to be just as bad, honestly. Huh. I don't know if you remember how
is
bad.
Is this Jim Nance, Tony Romo calling? Is
that I would suspect not.
We're going to bring back Solomon Wilcots for this one.
Oh. We're getting Pam, what's her name?
No, you always go to her. It's going to be.
We had her earlier this year.
We're going to go to Spiro.
We got Spiro, Agnew?
Spiro and who is
Dee
it?
Dee's.
Spiro, Agnew. And it's always, is it Don Beebe or one of those? Not Don Beebe, it's.
Tasker is what you're thinking.
Steve Tasker, Steve yeah. Tasker, and Archuleta's with. No. Is he with Ian Eagle or JJ's with Ian Eagle?
I think he's with Ian Eagle.
I'm pretty sure we're going to get. We're not getting JJ. I think we're going to get Archuleta.
Ian Eagle and JJ Watt?
Oh, we do get JJ. Oh,
we get JJ again?
That's not fair to JJ.
He's got to watch Texans football.
He's got to watch Texans Jaguars offenses scrap it out.
Look, it's not a great week in the AFC, so somehow, some way, this division rivalry game is getting the second team.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Somehow, some way.
Hey, Rockets at San Antonio tonight.
So, good luck to San Antonio stopping this freight
train. I'm just glad the Rockets have a team who's above 500 to play.
How many does Wemby get tonight?
I'll give him 25.
Well,
he hasn't done well the last two games.
The Spurs don't have a true point guard right now. De'Aaron Fox is hurt, and now Dylan Harper's hurt as well. So, all that depth at guard.
We don't either.
Oh, well. Fine.
Okay, hot take.
All that depth at guard that they thought they had.
The Rockets
gone.
Are better off not having Fred VanVleet on this team.
Why?
It's a hot take. Well, it's the more
they
I think
beat
about
up
it,
on bad basketball teams.
No, the more I think about it, well, they're beating the piss out of them. I'm sorry you have to play them, but here, catch your 20
point. I mean, the
loss.
Mavericks, they didn't beat the piss out of them.
Well, they had a big lead on them. So, well, no, they didn't. They actually, it was a little
it
more
was
competitive.
An ugly game that they won.
Well,
yes.
It was an ugly game because they're on turnovers. But, you know, wins
without a point guard. Look at that.
I'm going to tell you this.
They're better without
I
Fred
I actually
VanVleet.
Think they might be better, and here's why. I think they, Fred bogs down with a bunch of three-point shots. He's going to try to get 9 to 13 threes up a game. I think you're getting, no. Which is true. Just look at the numbers.
And Fred's 9 to 13?
Yeah, three-point shots a game. You've got Fred 7 to 13.
It's a wide gap.
It's a wide gap. Anywhere from seven,
yeah,
low
anywhere
end seven,
between seven
to 13.
Or six more to 13.
But Fred doesn't shoot at a really high percentage.
No, he doesn't.
I think what is, and he doesn't shoot at a high percentage inside of two. The Rockets have the most efficient offense in basketball right now, according to
without
the numbers.
Without a 3-point,
according to the numbers,
actually, they don't take 3-point shots.
They're not a high 3-point shooting. Now they're making at a high rate with Kevin Durant.
Right.
Tari Eason has gotten really hot from. Josh Okogie is shooting threes well. We've pulled back on bad three-point shooters, so you don't have, you know, thankfully, Amen Thompson figured out he doesn't shoot it well. Alpe's cooling down a little bit right now, but what's happening is they're playing more efficient basketball. And I think a direct link is, frankly, Fred, who I think brings a lot to the table, but you don't have an inefficient player eating up a bunch of minutes.
Do we need to take into account that the Tari Eason regression from three is going to happen? That he is not going to shoot fit, and then you might look a little less efficient when he's not shooting nearly 56% from three.
Yeah, there's going to be a regression
on five attempts.
There'll be a regression, of course, but I do think it's real that you're going to, with Amen Thompson's ability to break down defenses and with Kevin Durant and Alperen at the top of the key now, you now have three guys who can create opportunities for shooters. KD is going to just requires extra attention just because he can shoot over everyone. Amen Thompson breaks you down off the dribble. You can't keep him from getting inside the paint. And then Alperen Şengün is a real problem for defenses because he works at the top of the key, and so he has the baseline and then both corner threes available to him if you try to help. And so I think you're going to get wide open looks for this team throughout the year.
I would just remember the first two games in the offense, at least from three, they didn't shoot well against a great team in the Thunder, and then
first
the offense overall, they didn't shoot the ball well against the Pistons.
But they,
so what I'm saying is...
Why are you worried about the first two instead of the last four?
Because of the lack of competition. That's what I'm talking about.
But you they also have played together.
Fine, but you've also played bad basketball
and
teams.
And real Tari Eason showed up.
Fine. You've also played bad basketball teams and looked great against them. So,
okay, well, when we beat the brakes off the Spurs,
I hope so.
Keep that same energy on Monday.
So, but let's play a good team and beat them. That's not something that's happened yet.
It's already happened. Spurs.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look at the schedule coming up, though, man. It ain't Murderer's Row. You got to go to. You're at San Antonio. You're at Milwaukee.
We're the murderers.
Then you got Washington, Portland, Orlando.
Portland's pretty good.
At Cleveland's pretty good. Denver.
Is Portland good this year?
At Phoenix.
They off to a good start.
Portland actually beat.
They beat the Thunder.
They beat the Thunder last night.
Yeah.
122-121. Did they just need to get rid of Chauncey in this poker
Thiago
game?
Splitter. Yes, that Thiago Splitter is their coach. And so far, so good.
Yeah, how about that? They get rid of the poker game, and look at them. Now they're winning basketball games. Holy crap, they beat the Thunder.
So like you said, the next two on the road, good teams they're facing. And then, you know, interspersed in there was Washington and Orlando's off to a bad start. They got Denver in a couple weeks. So you'll see. They'd pick up a little bit, and they'll get more of a test about how good this – they're going to be good. But I like to see them play well against some of the teams they may have to see down the line. That's all. I want to see it. That's all.
Yep. All right, you think we're – okay, what about – what did I learn this week on the show?
Keep your eyes open, Dale. You'll see.
One sentence. My eyes are open.
You get one sentence. What did I learn this week on the show? 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number. What did I learn this week on the show? I know this about Texas Card House. I know something. I know something that I we're moving one day closer. Every day we're one day closer to that November 10th date in which we are going to see the Texas Card House going big.
The 10th through the 24th, over $1.1 million at stake at Trailblazer Poker Tour Season 2 in spring, okay? Okay, you start with a $400 buy-in, $100,000 guarantee, and how easy is this? How great is that? The next day, $500 buy-in, $50,000 on the line. The next day at 5 o'clock, you got $200 buy-in for $200,000. I mean, this is, it's crazy. It's big money at stake at Texas Card House, the premier card facility in the city of Houston. You got both locations that are wonderful, Green Ridge and Westheimer with the big parking lot. It's just awesome, awesome. I think that's I really do think that's important. It's the same in spring. They got the big parking lot. It's lit. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. It's safe. You get wanded when you go in. You got a clean facility. You got the game going on 24/7, 365 days a year. You got a bar that's open till 2 a.m. every day. You're looking for the best place to play poker, cash or tournament, and the big tournament coming up. It's all at TexasCardHouse.com, TexasCardHouse.com.